Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I want to thank everyone so much for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 160,000 listeners in over 75 countries. We have an incredible show for you today during the first hour from 2 to 3 p.m. I'll be interviewing Billy Fay Woodard, who will be bringing in his father, Zora, of the Hollow Earth. The show should be really out of this world, so I hope you can all listen. Then during the next hour from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, I'll be interviewing Vernon Moskva of the Hopi Tribe in Arizona, along with Leon McLaughlin of the Washington Water Foundation, Martha Childress of the Natural Choice Network, and Michiko Hayashi of the wonderful Emoto Peace Project on their efforts to provide clean water filters for the Hopi people in Arizona. Much of their water is tainted by arsenic, believe it or not. Many of the members are getting cancer and dying, so we're trying to get some funds together and do fundraising and tell people about our efforts to provide clean water to the beautiful Hopi people. I wanted to tell you I had a wonderful time in Peru last month, and I decided to go back January 23rd to February 7th and bring a group of people with me. The cost is just $350 per person, along with airfare and accommodations. And if you'd like to come along to one of the most amazing and incredible spiritual places in the world, please call me at area code 509-750-9793 on my cell here in the United States, or toll free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339, or you can always send an email to me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. We'll be visiting Machu Picchu, Cusco, Lima, Lake Titicaca, and some incredible places. Prices in Peru are not expensive, so if you're interested, please send me an email. I want to thank everyone's support so much for this radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150 and just click on it. And I want to thank you so much for your beautiful support. Also, I'd like to thank Jan Rossini for her wonderful contribution to the Hopi Clean Water Project, as well as Bill Bacon from Seattle, Anita Curtis from Dublin, Ireland, and Mary and Elias Neuswanger from Costa Rica. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including the wonderful Crystal Voyage Spiritual Center in Tacoma and the Ryan Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers, and any advertising on this program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. With that, I also always like to thank my friend Carol, designing my website and providing wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, and, of course, KKNW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. I also have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. If you're interested, please, in how to contact your angelic guides and get some good spiritual advice, please just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793 or toll-free at 1-888-879-8339 in the United States and Canada. Before we start our show today, I'd like to everyone to please send more love and light to people of Florida, as well as Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, the Virgin Islands, and everyone in the Caribbean who were affected by the recent hurricanes. Also, I'd like to ask you all to send people love and light to the people of Mexico who have been hurt by the earthquake a couple of months ago. With that, I wanted to thank you so much for sending love and light to my good friend Carolyn White in Olympia, who's been in and out of the hospital. She's home now, and she's doing much better. But if you could please send her some more love and light, I know it'll help. Also, if you could send some love and light to Misako, Michiko Hayashi's mother in Japan, who had a stroke earlier this year, that would be wonderful, as well as my friend Orion in Bend, Oregon, and Dr. William Mott in Tacoma. I know that your prayers and love and light have really, really helped, and I just want to thank you so much for doing that. I want to thank also everyone for their support for my Galactic Wisdom Conference earlier this year. Due to its success, we'll be having another one at the same location in Olympia, Washington, on March 9th, 10th, and 11th, 2018. If you register before the end of December, the registration will only be $147 for the entire three-day event. After January 1st, the cost will be $197. And you can, to register, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793 for more details. At next year's conference, we'll have Michiko Hayashi of the Mozilla Peace Project, Dr. Yoshi, who will be demonstrating the awesome Hado vibrational machines, a famous naturopathic doctor named Dr. Kyle Rocha from the Bahamas, who will be giving presentations on acupuncture, feng shui, ancient Buddhist healing techniques, homeopathy, and a host of other healing methods. We're also having Dr. Angel Fernandez from the Dominican Republic. He's a fascinating gentleman who's been to Telos in the Hollow Earth. In addition, Simon Parks will be giving a presentation. He's from England, a famous gentleman, giving a presentation on UFOs and extraterrestrials. And also, too, I'm inviting Paul Hellier to the conference. I myself will be giving a presentation on messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President John F. Kennedy, his brother to Senator Robert F. Kennedy, as well as Mahatma Gandhi, Nikolai Tesla, Os Nostradamus, the Galactic Alliance, and Dr. Masaru Emoto. So I hope you can all come. Also, I want to tell everyone that my book, Messages from the Masters, is available now with messages from the Masters, including President John F. Kennedy, Professor Albert Einstein. I didn't mean to forget him when I spoke earlier. Senator Robert F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, Dr. Emoto. If you're interested in getting a book, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or give me a call at 509-750-9793. And I will be at a conference this Sunday, November 12th, at the Longhouse at Evergreen State College in Olympia. I'll be doing spiritual readings there all day and have copies of my new book. So if you'd like to stop by, please do. Olympia is located about an hour and 20 minutes south of Seattle. And also, there's a wonderful spiritual conference going on there this Sunday, including they'll have Andy Bisaggio, who was part of the Secret Space Program, a gentleman named Michael Ledwith, who did work for the Vatican at one time, Dr. Rodrigo Vidal-Sola, who's a specialist in Keshe technology, Dr. Michael Lyons, Dr. Sherry Spring, Kevin Ian Beagle, and Dr. Andrew Iverson. The cost for the conference on Sunday is $129. And if you're interested in coming, please see their website at www.frequencyrisingexpo.com. I'll be there all day, and I hope you can come too. And with that, I'd love to welcome my first guest, Billy Fay Woodard. He'll be bringing in his father, Zora, from the Hollow Earth. And today's show will be really special because we'll be talking about disclosure of UFOs and extraterrestrials, entrances to the Hollow Earth at Machu Picchu, and the origins of the ancient civilization in Peru, Inca civilization in Peru. And with that, I'd like to welcome my good friend Billy Woodward and Zora to the program. Billy and Zora, how are you today?
Oh, we're great. How are you doing?
Oh, fine. Fine, Billy. I'm so happy you and your father could be on today.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
Billy, what's your website? So after the show, people, if they're interested, they can get more information about the kind of services you provide and more information about about your work.
Well, it would be Zora of Hollow Earth. That's Z-O-R-R-A of O-F, Hollow, H-O-L-L-O-W, Earth, E-A-R-T-H, .com.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. Now, when I saw you last week, and I want to thank you so much for being so nice to me when I went through Reno, Billy. But we talked about a disclosure and also the entrances to the Hollow Earth at Machu Picchu and the origins of the Inca.
Uh-huh.
I found what you told me really interesting, Billy. So if you wouldn't mind, could you tell my listening audience around the world, where were the Inca from, and where did they go when they left?
They went into the Agartan network in the crust of the earth, to escape the Spaniards and all that. They literally just disappeared into the earth.
Wow. Is it safe to say are they still in the Agartan earth now?
Yes, they are.
Amazing.
In the Agartan Earth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, of course, you were asking about the entrances in Machu Picchu.
Right.
It goes into a shuttle station in what's called the Secret Tunnel. And that's located underneath the the ceremonial slab on top of Machu Picchu.
I was in Machu Picchu just last month, and I'll be going back again. And
yeah.
I know where that is. That is that where the priests did their rituals, Billy? Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I know where that slab is. Yeah.
Yeah. Underneath that slab is an opening that goes down in a spiral stairwell,
mm-hmm.
and made of stone, of
okay.
course.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes down into a shuttle station.
Wow.
And from there, you can access all underground cities. There's also shuttles that will take you into Hollow Earth.
Mm-hmm.
But there are shuttles that will take you elsewhere, like to Telos or Agartha or what is called Shambhala, mm-hmm. or what's called, what's the other one? Shangri-La. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
So all those places are accessible mm-hmm. by way of underground shuttle.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And the one thing about Machu Picchu is that there's usually a tremendous amount of tourists around the area. And if you did want to enter into the underneath, I know where the slab is, but usually there's a lot of people around. Is it possible to gain entry there, or do you have to wait until there's not so many people around? What would you advise?
Well, you would sit and meditate, and you would call a guide to help you.
Okay.
Once you make contact with your guide, of course, your guide would make your physical body invisible to others, and you'd walk into the secret tunnel.
I see. Beautiful. Good advice. Thank you so much. Well, I know where that entrance is, and I know exactly. I appreciate that because I'll try it. And I remember going to Shasta, Mount Shasta, back in, I think it was June, and a group of us actually went in on the astroplane into the Hollow Earth, into Telos, and we all had just such wonderful experiences, but we did it through meditation and calling for help, and they came in, and they helped us gain entry.
Yep, that's true.
Wonderful. I also wanted to talk to you about, a lot of people have been talking about extraterrestrials and UFOs for decades now. And
right.
a lot of people, Billy, have been asking about, well, when is there going to be formal disclosure? And I was very surprised the other day when you told me it would be by the end of this year, which is now less than 2 months away.
I know. According to divine plan, that's what the plan is.
Mm-hmm.
To have it take place before the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, it was that particular type of information was given to me a long, 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 long time ago
mm-hmm.
by Poseidon, who is the god of the sea. And so he relayed that information to me even then, that the galactic disclosure would be happening in the year of 2017.
Oh, my goodness.
So, and that was way back in the early 70s.
Wow, that's amazing.
So I knew about it then.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing, Billy. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. How will disclosure happen? Will it be like a formal government announcement? Will I pick up a copy of the New York Times and say, disclosure's now?
No. When the time is given,
uh-huh.
in all forms of communication devices and all forms of media devices, such as internet, computer,
right.
and also in the sky itself,
mm-hmm.
When the announcement is given, a craft will appear in the sky
mm-hmm.
over all major cities all over the world,
mm-hmm.
and on the bottom of this craft, there would be an image of a being speaking.
Oh, well.
And, of course, it will be transmitted to the point where there's no way that they'll be able to filter it out or turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone on the planet will be able to experience the announcement.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you. Well, I think people will accept it, too. I don't think there'll be panic. I don't know. Do you have any information, Billy, on how people will react to such an event?
Well, with the time that it happens, it was going to happen before this, but the people at the service of the world were not ready for it,
mm-hmm.
like they are now.
Right.
But, there was a lot of a bunch of turmoil going on the planet, and it just wasn't time for it to happen, as it is right now. Now, where it is now, of course, more and more people are becoming enlightened to the fact that you have brothers and sisters in orbit around your planet. And what I mean by brothers and sisters, I'm talking about a multitude of brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
There's an armada of ships in a cloaked manner all around the globe.
Wow.
And you also have on planet Earth in various locations. You have some ships that are from the Arcturian. And they are also cloaked,
mm-hmm.
but they are the healing vessels.
Mm.
These vessels, when they are given the word, will send out a healing pulse that will totally encompass the entire planet. And people that are needing healings, such as people who have lost limbs and things of this nature, will suddenly find themselves with new appendages.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, all manner of illness and sickness will be vanquished.
Wow, that's wonderful! What a wonderful Christmas present.
I think so.
What a wonderful Christmas present. Well, after that, will this healing be also incorporated in traditional medicine here in the United States and elsewhere? Will people be able to get like help for future health problems as well?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Understand the ones that are in throughout the world that are needing healing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, after the initial healing pulse goes out, there won't be very many people that will be needing special treatment because when this healing pulse goes out, it will heal everyone on the planet.
Wow, that is so beautiful. You know, I'm sure you know about this gentleman named Valiant Thor, who offered spiritual help to President Eisenhower back in 1957 to get rid of all diseases, but Richard Nixon was against it because he thought that it would make all of his doctor friends unemployable, and the drug companies would lose money. So he was against it and stopped it. But this is wonderful news. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Well, this is one bit that no one will be able to stop.
Okay.
At all.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. That's wonderful. That's wonderful news.
And all the secrets that your secret government are hiding from you will be revealed.
Well, it's
so. Mm-hmm. All these information about the extraterrestrial presence on the Earth and mm-hmm. been on the Earth since 1943.
Mm-hmm.
All that will be coming to the surface as well.
Wow. Well, I remember it was about 3.5 years ago now that I had a wonderful astrologist on the program from New York City named Susan Miller. And she was on my show back in April of 2014, and she said this was a time of truth, Billy, that things that are true will become even more self-evident and truer, and those that are false will become evident to people as being false and fall by the wayside. This applied not only to governments, but personal relationships. And you know, sometimes people will tell you something, Billy, and it'll stick in your mind. And that stuck in my mind, and it has ever since. And she said the process would be accelerated as the decade went by.
Right. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. 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 One thing I wanted to ask you, if you could explain. Now, you're here on the planet Earth. You're in the Reno area. And your father is in Hollow Earth. And so when you bring your father in, you maintain your physical bodies, but you switch souls. Is that right? Do you trade places? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Would you mind bringing in your father now, if that's okay?
Sure.
Okay, that would be nice. Thank you so much, Billy. I'll wait while you bring your dad in.
No problem.
Okay.
Indeed, beloved masters. And how be you this day?
Oh, fine, Zora. It's wonderful to have you on my show again. Thank you so much for coming on.
Indeed. And what say you?
Well, Billy gave me an energy healing earlier because my energy was rather low, and I feel fantastic right now, and I want to thank him so much for doing that.
Indeed.
But
she has that effect upon people.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I feel wonderful today, and I want to thank her so much for doing that.
Indeed.
You know, Zora, from your perspective, you've seen things a little differently than we do here on the planet Earth in terms of love and our future. What kinds of things do you see happening in the next 6 months to 12 months? I know Billy talked about the disclosure, but do you see any other things happening that you could share?
Of course, you're going to have what is termed mentors that will be coming to your location.
Oh, really?
Meaning, mentors. There'll be enough mentors to cover the entire planet for every individual.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone will have a mentor.
Oh, how nice!
And of course, you have. Many of you have seen what is called pillars of light appearing in different locations.
Mm-hmm.
And what that is a teleportation beam, beaming what is termed as mentors to the surface of the earth.
Mm.
And that is what that is.
Are these?
A simple sign of them coming to your planet.
Are these mentors advanced extraterrestrial beings? Are they angels or both?
Well, some are even from your own locale on the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have some from other star systems.
Wonderful.
And you also have some from other than the Milky Way galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
So you will have much knowledge being bestowed upon you by the prospective delegates of the Hollow Earth and Inner Earth. And as you know, there is a difference between them.
Sure, sure, absolutely.
Yes, you have Hollow Earth, which is in the center quadrant of your planet.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the surface delegates as well.
Mm-hmm.
But anything else?
Yes, quite a bit. Myself, I've been experiencing a lot of, I've heard this from other light workers too, Zora, that a lot of people have been experiencing a huge amount of downloads in this as the planet goes higher and higher in vibrations. And I wanted to tell people about that because I think that many people out there feel tired as well. But the other thing too is that I know that the frequency of the planet has been going way way up, and for thousands of years it was something like 7.8 hertz what's called the Schumann Residence up until September of 2016, when it almost doubled that month. And then earlier this year, it went up to something like 40 hertz this January. Then in May, it went up to 120 hertz. And then I went under hypnosis. I think it went up again, way up again, in August with the solar eclipse. And I was told a couple of months ago that the hertz frequency of planet Earth would reach 800 hertz in the next 2 or 3 years. And when it reaches that high a level, many of the negative governments on this planet and negative entities on this planet will not be able to function anymore because the frequencies will be too high. I'd love to have your comments on that, Zora, from your perspective. Hello, Zora or Billy, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, good. Sorry, I didn't mean to lose you there.
Indeed.
Okay, good. Good.
We are here.
Okay, wonderful. I was mentioning about the frequencies rising, and I saw that a couple of months ago, a friend of mine put me under hypnosis, and we did some time traveling 3 years into the future. And by that time, the frequency of the planet had gone to something like 800 hertz. What do you see in terms of the frequencies rising here on the planet, Zora?
Well, they are rising exponentially every single day. Mm. So they are much higher now than they were.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wonderful. One of the messages that I received some time ago, Zora, was that as these frequencies go higher and higher, negatively oriented governments and entities here on the planet will not be able to stay here very much longer because the frequencies will get too high. They'll have to go somewhere else.
Indeed.
Okay. Okay. Wow.
So, anything else you wish to know?
Yes, yes. I was wondering about energy. You know, so much of the planet is based upon fossil fuels and oil as a major energy source. I've always looked at oil as a rather primitive energy source, and that the oil that is in the ground is there for a reason. The Pleiadians told me, for example, years ago that the oil is there in the planet Earth to help. It's like it helps when the plates of the planet move. It's there for a reason to help, so that there's not a lot of earthquakes. But we pump so much oil out of the planet that that's why we often have a lot of earthquakes. Do you see a time when free energy will be available and we won't be using fossil fuels anymore?
I do see that coming very quickly, where you will not be using fossil fuels. Mm-hmm. You'll be using what is termed as anti-gravitational electromagnetics.
Mm. Wow, amazing. I know timelines are sometimes hard to determine, Zora, but what kind of time frame, if possible, do you see that within 5 years or?
Easily.
Easily. Okay. Well, one thing that you spoke about a little earlier was the disclosure happening by the end of this year. And when that happens, I would think people would be asking questions about the propulsion devices and energy sources for these extraterrestrial craft.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One of the predictions that Nostradamus made, told me about some years ago, Zora, was that within the next 5 or 10 years, people will be able to communicate telepathically, and language would become a secondary way of communication. I know in the Hollow Earth, is that how most people communicate is through telepathy?
Indeed, it is. I understand that what is called mental telepathy is the universal language mm-hmm. that was meant for the planet Earth. People in Hollow Earth do not talk audibly like you do here. Mm-hmm. We simply use telepathy. Mm. So we do not have the need nor do the desire to speak with our mouth.
Hmm. Interesting. Interesting. There is another communication that I've heard about, Zora, and I'd love to have you explain this, if you can, about what's called Standard Galactic, which is a language of the Galactic Alliance, or helps. Maybe it's for different species who either don't rely upon. Is that the same as telepathic communications, or is it a different language?
It's a different language.
I see. Okay. Okay.
Understand, whenever I give a talk, especially when there's many, many different countries present, and so when I speak, it comes and it reaches their ears in their own language.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fascinating.
Indeed.
That is fascinating. So I'm hearing you in English, obviously.
Indeed.
But let's say someone's listening in Germany or in France or in South America. Central South America have a lot of listeners there. Or in Spain,
indeed,
in Spanish.
They are hearing my message in their own native tongue.
Are they hearing that now in their own native tongue?
They should be.
That's amazing. That is just amazing. Wow, what an amazing revelation. Thank you. Thank you so much, Zora. Thank you so much.
That's why when people ask if we speak all the languages of the earth, the answer is yes, mm-hmm. through telepathy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. This leads to another question, Zora, and I have to ask you this. There are historical references to a time when, at one time here on the planet, everybody understood each other and they spoke the same language. And then there was the Tower of Babel, which was created to separate people into different language groups, so people couldn't understand each other. I'd love to know a little bit more of that history, if you wouldn't mind explaining that.
Indeed. Well, you have what is called the someone else is calling.
No, huh? No.
No, I'm just bringing it to someone is trying to attempt to call this number.
Okay.
But I will not answer it.
All right, thank you.
Anyway.
All right, thank you.
And the question that you were asking again?
Was at one time on this planet, I've been told, Zora, that everyone spoke the same language and we all had telepathic communication. But there
indeed.
Was then there was a created to divide. Basically, to divide and conquer us, Zora, was a Tower of Babel created where everybody spoke different languages. And
yeah, that was created by the Anunnaki.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
That was to confound your languages.
Okay.
To take away your ability of telepathy.
Okay.
To make you forget that you had the ability.
Okay, that makes yeah, I suspected as much. Yeah, as suspect. Now, the Anunnaki themselves, they were reptilians, weren't they? They weren't benevolent.
So, do you have anyone there that needs a healing?
Well, let's see. I did need some energy earlier.
That's done.
I've got, interesting. I've had tinnitus in my right ear for many years. I've had some healings done on it before, but it's not still there. It's not completely gone, but it was reduced before. I'd love some help with that. If that's okay.
Indeed. So, I would like for you to rub your hands together and place one over each temple.
Okay.
And I'm going to count from five to one. When I get to one, I'm going to say receive. You're going to count from five to one, and you're going to say I receive.
All right.
Then you're going to say, from the God of my being, I am completely healed of, and just fill in the blanks.
All right. Thank you. All right.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I receive.
From the God of my being.
From the God of my being.
I am completely healed of.
I am completely healed of my tinnitus.
Indeed. What else?
And a hearing loss in my right ear.
Very good. And this is done. This is healed, and I know it.
This is healed, and I know it.
And just keep your hands in the position they're in.
Mm-hmm.
You may shift your hands over your ears.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Receive.
I receive.
From the God of my being.
From the God of my being.
My hearing is completely normal now, and I know it.
My hearing is completely normal now, and I know it. And the
just keep your hands there for 2 minutes.
All right.
And then you will find that you are hearing better.
Actually, the tinnitus in my right ear is decreasing.
Of course it is.
That is amazing. My goodness. You've done more than all the medical doctors I used to see about this in like 30, 40 years, Zora. So thank you. I appreciate that so much.
Indeed. Is there anyone else who needs a healing?
I'll ask my producer, Eric. Do you need a healing for anything? No, he says he's fine. If someone would like to call in, I'll give you the call-in number here. If you'd like a healing, the studio number here is area code 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or our toll-free number in Western Washington is 1-888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. And Eric, anybody calls in, let me know, and we'll put them on for a healing. These are amazing times, Zora, and
indeed they are.
I wanted to ask you. There are reports of a lot of UFOs coming in and out of Lake Titicaca down in Peru, which is a beautiful lake.
Indeed.
Are those from the Hollow Earth, or are those from the Agarthan Network from the ancient Inca civilization, or are they both?
Both.
Hmm. Okay. Wonderful.
Yes, you have them coming from entranceways and... Mm-hmm. From the Hollow Earth and mm-hmm. also from the Agartha Network.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have some from other places as well.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. There's a spot I know at the south end of Lake Titicaca, Zora, where there's a series of large statues. And in the guidebooks, they say that's a very sacred spot. Is that the best location in terms of spiritual values to go to for see UFOs or to contact the Agartha Network, or where would you recommend to go in that area?
Well, it's at the base of the statues. Mm-hmm. If you take with you a compass,
okay,
and if you are standing there, and if you put your hand upon either maybe one of the statues or one of the rock faces nearby.
Okay.
Your hand might just pass through them.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Okay.
There are entrances there
mm-hmm.
that go down to a subterranean city.
Okay. Okay. Well, I will be going there at the end of January, and I know exactly where you're talking about. And it's possible as well, I assume, to do that from Machu Picchu. Is that right?
Yes, you can.
Okay. 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 Wonderful. 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 And if this works, and I went and I or my group...
If it works?
Mm-hmm.
Of course it works.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to have any doubt. Sorry. I should say, sometimes I get influenced by this third-dimensional existence. I should say, when it works, would I disappear and all the rest of my group would say, "Where's Ted?" or "What happened to Ted?" And then I'd go into the entryway. Is that right? Or
well, it depends on how many people you plan to go take with you.
I see. Okay.
But you also must understand, whenever you're going to take such a journey, that your people must be of one accord, of one mind, one of complete and absolute love and compassion.
Okay.
And all mundane thoughts of the outside world would be done away with.
Okay.
Because understand, you're going into a reality that's contrary to everything you have seen and heard and learned in the past.
Okay. Thank you. Good advice. Thank you so much.
Indeed.
I always love talking to you, Zora, and Billy, because you're such loving, giving people, and you're always service to others. And I know I really appreciate that as well. When Billy's been at my conference, he spends many hours healing people, and he doesn't ask anybody for any money. He just does it.
No.
And
if the people who are listening to this call desire to send forth a love gift to the to Zaria or Quasar,
okay,
they may do so.
Wonderful.
Of course, the email associated with that would be telosgirl@yahoo.com.
Okay.
It would be T as in Tom, E as in Edward, L as in Larry, O as in Oscar, S as in Sam, G as in Gore, I as in India, R as in Ralph, L as in Larry, yahoo.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much because I know everybody needs money to pay, for survival, to get by in this third dimensional existence.
Yeah, because help. For the interim before the revaluation of global currencies occurs, you still have to exist.
Right, right, exactly.
And so if you wish to send a love gift to Zaria and Quasar, then please do so.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Any amount would be appreciated, I'm quite sure.
Okay, I will repeat that again at the end of our time here. We have several people on the line, Zora, who'd like a healing.
Kim, all right.
Okay, Kim and Tacoma, we'll get to you first, and then followed by Anita, and then we have another caller as well. Kim, hi, welcome to Out of This World.
Hi.
Hi, it's so good to have you call in.
Thank you. I have extreme neck problems that bother me every day, and I really could use a healing.
Indeed, I would like for you to sit quietly, and I'm going to send forth a healing pulse to you, and you're going to feel a little bit of pressure on the side of your neck on both sides, and that will be my hands upon you, and I will send forth this healing wave to you, and we shall see what transpires. Are you ready?
I am ready.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Receive. Now you simply say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I receive.
From the goddess of my being. Go ahead.
From the goddess of my being.
I am completely healed of.
I am completely healed now.
Of.
Of neck pain.
Indeed. And just sit there quietly and feel the energy. Feel the warmth going into your neck right now.
I do. I do.
I know you do. And we will just sit there quietly for a moment, and you're going to feel the energy from my hands going into your neck, and it is totally and completely healing all aspects of your neck. In a few moments, I'm going to have you to move your neck, and you're going to notice there is no pain. I will time you for 2 minutes. I have a wall clock here I can watch. And after the 2 minutes, I will tell you to go ahead and move your neck. And we will begin now. So you feel the heat intensifying a bit.
Mm-hmm. Very warm.
And it's not only in your neck, but it is also going down your neck, out through your into your shoulders, down your arms, down your body, into the chest cavity of your chest, into your lungs, which are opening up fully and completely, giving you new breath, ability to breathe. All of this is taking place at the same time. So, we are coming on to the end of the first minute. And then you'll be entering into your second minute.
Okay.
By this time, you should already be feeling energy saturating your entire being.
I do. I feel it through my whole body.
Indeed. You have 15 seconds into your second minute already.
We have several people on the line.
You have 30 seconds to go.
Okay. No, I want you to keep healing. But I was just going to say, for those of you, if we don't get to you today, please hold on. Don't hang up. But if we don't get to you, please send me an email, then I can put you in touch with Zora. My email here is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com.
Indeed. Five, four, three, two, one. Move your neck.
I am. Feels better.
There's no pain.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I've dealt with this for several years. I can't tell you how.
Not anymore. Remember, when you said 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you awakened the goddess within you. The goddess within you is what heals you. So whenever you have symptoms of any sort, you simply say, you count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive. And you say, from the goddess of my being, I am healed of, and fill in the blanks. And wait for 2 minutes, and it is done.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
What a beautiful gift. Thank you, Zora.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We have Anita now from Arlington in our next line. And Kathy's...
The last one, a new heart as well.
Okay. Go ahead, Anita.
Hi. I have extreme mold illness poisoning. And it causes me severe neurological issues, seizures, that happened after I had a traumatic brain injury.
Mm-hmm. I see. And what are the symptoms of it?
Seizures, Tourette-like problems, shaking, convulsions.
I see. All right, I would like for you to sit quietly. I'm going to count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, I'm going to say receive. You're going to count from 5 to 1, and you're going to say I receive. Then you're going to say, from the goddess of my being, I am completely healed of, and fill in the blanks. You understand?
I understand.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Receive.
I receive.
From the goddess of my being.
From the goddess of my being.
I am completely healed of.
I am completely healed of my mold poisoning.
Indeed. And?
In my traumatic brain injury.
And?
In my neurological problem.
And?
That's all.
That's all?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have arthritis in your hand?
I do.
I know you do. Now, I'm going to raise my hands together again, and I'm going to place, you're going to feel a slight pressure on both shoulders. And at the same time, you're going to feel a warm sensation going into your body. I'm going to go down your arms at the same time, and I'm going to pause at the elbow for a moment, and then we're going to go down to your hands, and we're going to get rid of that arthritic pain there as well. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
I receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive.
Now feel the energy going down both arms at the same time. We're pausing down. We're now at the elbow. And now we are going from there. We're going down into the carpal tunnel area of your hands, of your wrists, I should say. And then we're going into down onto the outer side of both hands. You feel all that warm sensation?
I do.
Very good. We're going down the hands, all the way down to the fingertips. Now I want you to make a fist on both hands, and there'll be no pain.
That's good.
Bend your elbows. No pain.
None.
At all.
No.
Lift your arms above your head.
Okay.
No pain.
No.
Simply put, the goddess of your being healed your body. Now, how do you feel?
Good, very good.
Indeed. Move your neck around.
Okay.
No pain.
No pain.
Anything else?
That's all.
What a beautiful gift.
Very good.
Thank you so much for doing that. We've got about probably 2.5 minutes left. We have Kathy in Seattle waiting. I don't know if we have time or not. It's up to you.
Let's go.
Okay, Kathy. Hi, we'll get Kathy on here. Kathy, hi. Welcome to Out of This World. Thank you for calling.
Hi.
Hi, my friend. What kind of help do you need?
Well, I have Lyme.
Okay. Go ahead.
Lyme disease?
Yes.
Understand, you have on your planet what is called the law of attraction. And how did you know that you had Lyme disease? Because you were told by your doctor, yes?
Yes.
Understand, doctors only understand what they are taught in school. What you are learning now is reality. I'm going to count from 5 to 1. I'm going to say receive. You're going to count from 5 to 1, and you're going to say I receive. Are you ready?
Yes.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
I receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive.
From the goddess of my being.
From the goddess of my being.
This Lyme disease is no more, and I know it.
This Lyme disease is no more, and I know it.
Now just sit there quietly for 2 minutes. You're going to feel a saturation going through all parts of your body, which is eliminating all of the symptoms for Lyme, everything that has to do with it. This is the symptoms that you experience from it are going to disappear as I speak.
Zora and Kathy, I'm so sorry we've run out of time. We've only got a few seconds left. But Billy and Zora, I'd like to invite you to my Galactic Wisdom Conference next year and also my conference in Mount Shasta. And
I doubt very seriously if they will be present.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. For a love gift for the healings today, if you'd like to send something to them, you can use PayPal at telosgirl@yahoo.com. And please stay tuned, friends, for our next hour. We'll have a fantastic show for you on the Hopi water situation. And Zora and Billy, thank you so much for coming on today. We really enjoyed having you on.